Blog Talk Radio.
You got the world to change.
Well, Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, my brothers and my sisters. Yes, indeed, we are back again. And I thank the Most High, yes, indeed, that we are back again. Yes, we are back again for another episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Eddie Mia, of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High, yes, indeed, for the opportunity to be back with you. Yes, to be back with you here again to speak these very, very precious words which the Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has, that I have for Him some very important things for Him that I must do. And He told me that because of what I must do, told me I would accrue, yes indeed, some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, I would have His protection and His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, my brothers and sisters, that yes indeed, I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, I must tell you things which men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, and if possible, my brothers and sisters, to utterly destroy. But man should have remembered. Oh, yes, he should have remembered. The Most High is not wearied, nor does He faint, nor is He forgetful in any way. Indeed, all that He has spoken, He has promised that His word shall not return to Him void. In fact, the very Hebrew word for what the Most High has spoken relates it as a promise, my brothers and sisters. And He is true to His word. He will bring to bear all that He has spoken. The whole world be a liar, deceived. Let's just say speaking lies, declaring alternate expectations, compelling people after a multitude of corrupt allegiances. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters. The whole world be misled, not discerning the gospel of the kingdom. The gospel of what the Most High has promised will bring forth His kingdom. Yah. I said, Yah, my brothers and sisters, the Holy One of Israel. He will yet be true. Again, my brothers and sisters, I am Edom Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High for the opportunity to be back with you here again. And yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, I welcome you to the show. And I thank the Most High, yes, indeed, for every ear that He brings near. For my brothers and sisters, there's so much truth, so much absolution in truth, that is discerned, my brothers and sisters, only by those whose heart He has touched and who are utmost grateful. For, I hope you hear me, my brothers and sisters, an opportunity to be called forth to serve Him according to His will. I said to serve Him according to His will. I said, serve Him according to His will. Called to pronounce what has always been His purpose. Do I need to repeat that? I said to declare what is His purpose. His purpose in the earth. But there's no question about it, my brothers and sisters. Many petition the Most High. But how many, my brothers and sisters, according to His will? If men were truly petitioning the Most High, seeking His will first and foremost among so many who call themselves believers, the multitude of divisions we see in the world would not exist. The multitude of contentions we see in this world, men declaring so much differences among them would not exist. The multitude of opinions, the difference we see among nations calling themselves, quote unquote, believers. The differences, my brothers and sisters, would not exist. The faulty foundations that remain, those supposedly men that believe the gospel has gone forth and they have retained it. The multitude of diverse foundations that maintain a multitude of different nations, a multitude of different denominations, social, political, and pseudo-religious structures would not exist if men were true, my brothers and sisters, to the Spirit of the Most High. I said the Spirit of the Most High that seeks to teach all things. What scripture say? The Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, no lies. No lies in it. Heaven help us. What do we think that the multitude of divisions we see in the world are? Are they the result of truth? Are they a result of man's allegiances to Yah and Yah alone? Men having faith beyond all the confusions of men? Desires that none of the confusion remain? Oh, yes, I said desires that none of the confusion remain? Think about it. Shall men call upon the name of the Most High and desire for all allegiances to all men of confusion to be counted as wise? Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Yah is one. I said Yah is one. He is true to his word. By no means can he defile his name, disregard his word, according to a multitude of different standards declared by men, or else, my brothers and sisters, he would be lying against himself. He would be compromising his will, even with his faith, my brothers and sisters, to appease whatever it is that is the cause, designs, and desires of others. Him and my brothers and sisters, the Most High already had a plan from the beginning. If he denies his plan to appease whatever men say, how shall his plan ever be brought perfectly in all things he has declared? How shall his plan Do I need to say that again? How shall his plan, his perfect plan, true to all that he has spoken, be brought to bear? We spoke about this on last evening. The scriptures tell us that anyone who seeks to dishonor, or how about dissuade men aside, or think that the Messiah came to dissuade men of dishonor, whatever the Most High has spoken in the law of the prophets, telling men not to understand such, scripture says, you fall victim to such one who would cause you to become so foolish. It says you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. My brothers and sisters, how can a man be taught true unto the Most High, stable unto the Most High, if he believes the Most High is unstable, if he thinks the Most High is not constant, if he thinks the Most High and his will changes according to the designs of men? How shall a man, my brothers and sisters, how shall a man then, my brothers and sisters, be made true to him? How shall man be made true unto Yah, brothers and sisters, who believe the Most High forgot what he said, his promise, his word, his standard, his cause? My brothers and sisters, what should have stabilized mankind is the knowingness that if man, in a multitude of his contentions, strife, and divisions, is inconsistent in his thinking in any way, it's because of falling away from the pure will of Yah. And if that makes no difference, and I know some people would say that apparently to them it makes no difference, or they're concerned about some people say that they're saved after what they think the word salvation means. Having no sense of what is divine covenant, no consideration of what is divine cause, no concept of what is foundation or eventuality, but still saying somehow that they personally are in line and in sync. 45,000 denominations in the world. 280 denominations. Well, 280 nations. The nations in so many ways sanctioning a multitude of differences. So people feel like, hey, a multitude of differences are viable because the state says so. Wow. I mean, the state says it's indiscriminate. People call it about the church, but the church is indiscriminate too, if they want to call all these 45,000 differences true to the will of one. Most High told me, if I can look at all these differences and believe it's the work of His Spirit, or think it doesn't make any difference, He said, I cannot be a disciple unto Him. Can you look at all the differences that exist in the world and be so quick to just presume that you are right without perceiving the need to try to understand what's necessary to help all? I know it's going to sound amazing to many of my brothers and sisters, but I know when I first heard a call from the Most High, when I first walked into a church, it was to declare to the people so many things the Most High had already revealed to me, that it wasn't very long at all talking to pastors. I said it wasn't very long at all that I came to find out, amazingly enough, they did not know. When I spoke about it, spoke about these things, they told me, finally, there are scriptures. You know, I never thought about that scripture that way. Listen to these pastors talking. I never thought about that scripture that way, but, you know, the scriptures actually say that. I hadn't read the book yet. I hadn't opened it. Not to really begin to study it yet. So when they told me these scriptures were there, hey, hadn't read it, news to me, but I know what the Most High had told me. And I wrote notepads, long legal pads, a bunch of them. The things the Most High had told me about what He intends to do. Didn't know it was in the book. Thought I was going to write some great book. Heaven help us. Found out so much of it was already written. And when I finally found that out, I felt that was truly a blessing. Truly a blessing, because I found out in so many ways the Most High told me so many things that people read. In a context, I said in a context, whereas it was so much clearer than oftentimes a lot of things in the scriptures are interpreted. Because think about it, people have a lot of different ways of interpreting a lot of things. Not under the law, but under grace. And they don't realize that word for law, nomos in the Greek, is indiscriminate between the difference between divine law and man's law. And they don't understand that it means that you're not under the frailties and the confusion and the lies and misconceits and misadministrations of man. If Yah has called you and He has revealed Himself, that you no longer be subject to the illusion. By His grace, by His favor, He doesn't leave you subject to the exploiters. But my brothers and sisters, the Most High sends forth his word. He sends forth his vision. But my brothers and sisters, he sends it forth. And men are made or given an opportunity to be constant in that vision. When they prove that it makes a difference to them, that you hear me, my brothers and sisters, that it makes a difference to them, that the Most High is being lied on. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. I know when I first had my call, when Most High called me, told me he wanted me to speak for him, I remember falling out in the middle of a hardwood floor, deep in the winter, well into late November. And I remember laying in the middle of a hardwood floor in front of a gas stove. And I remember my brothers and sisters laying in the middle of the floor petitioning the Most High because he had said to me that I must speak. And I knew I didn't know a dadgum thing. I knew that if I was not going to lie, I had to hear something from him. And when I remember I said, "Lord, but I don't know anything." He said, "Now that you realize you don't know anything, I can tell you something." My brothers and sisters, I thank the Most High for every moment of that because he made me hungry for the knowledge of him, realizing that after all the differences that are taught in this world, a man knows nothing at all. Dare a man say that he knows what the cause of the Most High is after everything the world says? How should the people of the Most High be galvanized, reconciled, zealous, brothers and sisters, if they know not what is the cause? What is the cause of the Most High? Because think about it. The divisions among us, the divisions of this world, were never meant to be. Earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof. Hey, Most High deserves to have a people that are true to him and him alone. But how shall there be a galvanization, a reconciliation, an atonement, a oneness of the people? How shall it come if none beyond the multitude or many diverse allegiances, suppositions, presumptions, and agendas of men after worldly constraints and demands, none realizes absolutely what is the true intents, the pure perfect intents, the cause, my brothers and sisters, the Most High for his people. If men don't have an absolute love, or if they have less than an absolute love for the absolute pure and perfect cause of Yah, in his cause for his people, dare men expect that Yah finds them worthy unto Jerusalem as an eternal home? Let me repeat that. Shall one, my brothers and sisters, be so distracted after the multitude of confusions that are in this world and the constraints and oppressions of this world that he has far less than a love for the absolute, pure, and perfect cause of the Most High for his people, and expect that Yah finds such a soul worthy, even a participant in a covenant of peace, worthy unto Jerusalem, the city of peace, as an eternal home? I can only say to you, my brothers and sisters, is this. Think about it. One scripture in 2 Thessalonians 2 says that if man has not a great love of the truth, he has nothing whereby he may be saved. He has nothing to drive him to the dimension of pure, perfect allegiance unto Yah. Nothing to motivate him to seek the will of Yah enough to ever be delivered. My brothers and sisters, in the book of 2 Peter, in the second chapter, it talks about how Lot's righteous soul was vexed every day in the midst of, I guess you could say what you call, most of the false prophets, men speaking according to their flesh, seeking to entice the will of men, seeking to entice the materialistic and selfishly ambitious designs of men, that they were not concerned about whether or not they spoke a lie. They were seeking to persuade men. As the apostle Shaul, Paul, said, he sought to preach the gospel, and it was not that he sought to persuade men in so doing. The gospel is a pure, perfect will of the Most High declared from above. A man who's so concerned about appeasing and persuading men that he can't declare a pure, perfect word, my brothers and sisters, cannot be called faithful unto the preaching of the gospel. Why does the Most High speak to such a man as this at all? Why should the Most High speak to a man, my brothers and sisters, that has so little love of the truth, that if he lies against the Most High, it makes no difference to him? Sad situation. Truly, my brothers and sisters, it is. And you better believe there's a whole lot of folks that doesn't make any difference to him. Like one pastor told me, hey, not about what he said. This one pastor said to me directly these words. It's not about what Jesus said, he said. He said to me, it's not about what Jesus said. We know his name is not Jesus. But he said, it's not about what Jesus said. He said to me, don't you know for us, and he was talking about pastors, that we are just learning a profession? Get my point. Learning to preside over a congregation that is already in so many ways settled as to what they want to believe, what they will uphold. The constraints are, let's just say, the limitations. As to what they're willing to accept, even from Yah himself. Because if you told a whole lot of them about what the scriptures say beyond what the pastor has to say, and they have chosen to pay to hear, they're not willing to hear it. My brothers and sisters, why should the Most High speak to such a soul that it doesn't make a difference at all? Why should the Most High have to convince somebody that he needs to stop lying? Why does the Most High have to convince somebody he needs to stop pretending? Why should the Most High convince somebody upon realizing that they have been partial in the words, they need to speak according to those things that most would not? My brothers and sisters, that should be an automatic. Did you hear me? No maybes about that. He said, go forth and teach everything. You mean to tell me there's a whole lot of folks, when they find the greater truth, it doesn't make a difference to them that so much truth has been hid from the masses? My brothers and sisters, this very morning, the Most High told me a very powerful thing, very powerful word. And I'd like to go to Jacob, James, if you will. Jacob is actually his name. Let's just say we talk a little bit about this first chapter. Maybe I need to go into this swiftly to try to relate my point. To the point is a very profound one, my brothers and sisters. I said a very profound one. It should absolutely make you a difference to you, as to whether or not you and others are being lied to. Because, my brothers and sisters, nobody can be saved, made one, or converted unto divine cause and ideal if you never seen or heard that vision. Says, and in all, as the scripture says, the day will come, all call upon the name of the Most High shall be delivered. But my brothers and sisters, call upon the name of the Most High. It's not just calling upon a name. It's calling upon the Most High according to the full fruition of what is his covenant that his name represents. He said, whatever you ask in my name, I will do it. That means ask according to, in a love for his will. He will do it. Oh, I bet those who call upon his name with a love for his will, he will save. Did he say that you could not love his will? Did he say that you should not love him with all your mind, heart, soul, and might and expect to be called true to him, stable? It says in Jerusalem shall be delivered. Whoa, what is Jerusalem supposed to be? He said in Jerusalem shall be delivered. Jerusalem is supposed to be a city, my brothers and sisters, whereby every soul in it. Do I need to repeat that? whereby every soul in it is perfectly concerted, no one speaking any lies, no one doing any iniquity, like it says Zephaniah 3:13. Like I said, Revelation 14:1 through 5, no guile in their mouths. A city of peace, a city of understanding, a city where the people, hey, the word for peace, seek, love, desire, preserve, maintain, and declare the perfect will of Yah. And it says, in Jerusalem shall be deliverance to the remnant whom the Most High has called. Shall deliverance be a place, my brothers and sisters, of Jerusalem be a place that men will have peace in, if they have no desire to discern what is that peace, nor to preserve it? If they seek instead of seeking Jerusalem to be called the holy city, they seek that every kind of obtuse idea you can imagine to still be called wise. That is not the promise, my brothers and sisters. Jerusalem is supposed to be the place for which the gospel of the Most High go forth. And the gospel, my brothers and sisters, has none of the taint, none of the partialities of men in it. I'd like to read some verses. Jacob, a servant of Yah. Wow. This, they called him James in the King James Version, but like I said, Mr. King James, well, he wanted to get his name in there some kind of way. I wouldn't say that he did it justly. But because of his work, this was been passed down. Jacob, a servant of Yah. Wow, he was distinguishing himself. Not a servant of others. Not a servant of, according to the designs of all the priests and kings among men. A servant of Yah and Yeshua HaMashiach. Oh, he was distinguishing himself as an apostle. One truly called unto the service of the Most High, that he might help the people to discern, even among all the nations, what is the sure will of Yah. The gospel. Hey, as the gospel is not, rather than says the gospel, many people say they preach and teach it, but the gospel has none of the lies, misconceits, or intrusions of man in it. It declares the absolute will of Yah. What must rule over all the nations? What is only perceived, my brothers and sisters, when the Most High reveals himself, that faithful unto him you might transcend the misconceits of man. The gospel is not a word that sanctions all the diverse multitudes of differences that men speak. In fact, it's not even faithful, nor can it be stability under Yah, for man to be so quickly tossed and shaken by every different wind of doctrine. The gospel, my brothers and sisters, is a stabilizing influence. And it comes, my brothers and sisters, not by hearing from men, but hearing from Yah. I can tell you about someone I know who, realizing that they had heard a little doctrine from a little everywhere. Hey, Afrocentrism, Egyptology, Islam, all different kind of denominations of so-called Christianity, Catholicism, hey, Judaism, all kind of different people, everybody saying something different. And upon realizing that in the midst of it, that there's still yet an absolute, because they're willing to say, hey, all this can't be right. Lord, Father, would you show yourself? They were granted the opportunity to receive the vision. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you, if you can look at all this differences of opinion, which must be lies, I don't care how many times the state sits back and says it's legal. For the Most High, my brothers and sisters, it's unlawful. And if it makes no difference to you that the people of Yah being put in prison house cages where so much truth is not told, and that's, like I said, that's why the divisions come, where the divisions come from. That doesn't make any difference to you. You don't have any place in the covenant. Do I need to make myself clear? I said, if it doesn't make any difference to you that the Most High is concerned for his people, as he told me, he said we continue to strive, and that means we should too, for the cause of his people Israel, until all things, he said, .. Well, I can only tell you one time after that he told me, until you see everything that I declared, it means you have to find out what he declared, brought to bear, he said, you keep looking. I can understand, my brothers and sisters, because the Most High told me at the top of a scroll, showed it to me. So I continue to strive for the cause of my people under Israel, my people Israel. I was continue to strive for the cause of my people Israel until ... And there was a long list of absolutely beautiful things that I understood he must, according to his word, bring to bear. True to himself, he must bring to bear. For nothing less than that would give honor to his name. And my brothers and sisters, first thing came to my heart was this. What must happen? Not projected upon all people. How many have concerned, my brothers, have concerned themselves to realize what must happen for such beauty to be brought to bear, and that men be wise enough to know what it takes to preserve it. First, just to bring it to bear. And then furthermore, my brothers and sisters, for men not to be a disruption against it, to destroy it once it's brought to bear. Remember, hey, Most High was given perfect peace in the Garden of Eden. And man, my brothers and sisters, didn't seek what was necessary to preserve it. And we understand what has been the end result of that. So let us look back at these scriptures. It says, Jacob, a servant of Yah. A servant of Yah, let's just say, according to the doctrine and the will, as revealed by the Father through Yeshua, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, he said, greeting. Wow, 12 tribes scattered abroad. Did they have a common sense of allegiance yet? Did they have a perfect concept of what is divine covenant will? Did they have a perfect concept of it yet? How shall the people of the Most High, be galvanized unto one cause if they don't know what it is? Wow. He said, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. In other words, what he was saying, it's when you walk around among a multitude of different nations scattered abroad, certainly there's going to be a lot of people compelling you to accept whatever they say, or the forward projection of what they say, as if it was sufficient, my brothers and sisters, unto the Most High. Sufficient unto life. And it says that if you have, it's speaking to a people who have a love for his will and would love to know what it is. He said, knowing this is the trying of your faith. Oh, the trying of your faith. Guess what? It's not faith unto Yah to believe whatever people throw at you. There's not faith in the Yah, my brothers and sisters, nor steadfast unto him to try to justify whatever people throw at you and all the contradiction. What it means, my brothers and sisters, knowing that Yah is absolute, knowing that Yah must send one to cancel out, destroy all the illusions, which is what Messiah comes to do. You should know that if you seek anything less, you have no covenant with him. But most don't even realize Messiah comes to throw out all the confusions, to expose all the lies. And your leaders oftentimes don't tell you, because guess what? A lot of them are lying, and they don't want them, want you to know that they're going to be exposed. And the truth of that matter, my brothers and sisters, not only those, the leaders, but those who follow them. Scripture told you, righteous must exceed that in your leaders, else you won't enter the kingdom of Yah. But a lot of folks don't want to talk about that in Matthew 5:14-24. It says he's going to expose all the leaders as liars when he comes. But the leaders didn't want to tell you that either. Isaiah 41st chapter. He says he's going to expose all the kings. Malachi says he's going to expose all the priests in the 3rd chapter. Second and third. Fourth. Zechariah, 10th chapter, 13th chapter, all the false prophets, whoever prophesies and preaches falsely, he's going to expose them all. But if you knew that, you know that you want to be sure that you seek sufficient truth to be sure that what you taught is a right eventuality. But they didn't tell you this. They just said, tell you the Messiah apparently is just going to come and he's going to sanction everybody's differences and everybody's cause. That's a multitude of contradictions. That's Babylon, my brothers and sisters, and it can't possibly be that way. He said, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, however, knowing this, that the trial of your faith, in other words, the testing to see whether you will, the testing to see whether you will remain steadfast, worketh patience, a constancy in you. In other words, it develops in you a should develop in you a greater steadfastness. But it says, let your pursuit, perseverance, your desire for constancy, because let me tell you something. No unstable soul, my brothers and sisters, is worthy unto the kingdom of Yah. He says, therefore, your patience, your perseverance, have her perfect. Wow. What I put down there should be actually that your perseverance have its perfect work. That means, my brothers and sisters, that you be made all that the Most High intends, aware of all that He desires His people understand, a beacon, my brothers and sisters, of the fullness of that light and glory. This is what you must pursue. Not just that yourself, but think about it individually. But this word, my brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you now, was not to an individual. It was to all the congregations and all whoever hear this word. If you refresh your page, it says, let patience have a perfect word. That's what's down here. Now, the word down there should be perfect work. It said that you may be perfect, complete, entire, lacking nothing. That's a mandate. Did you hear me? That's not a maybe. That's a mandate. And it says, if you find you're lacking wisdom, or if you find if somebody showed you something about the scriptures you didn't know, how about that? And you don't discern anything about it or sufficient enough about it, it should be your absolute deliberation in all your heart. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? That you know you must ask Yah. If the whole world doesn't know it, you must ask Yah because our people need it. And He would give to you liberally if you mock not. My brothers and sisters, you contend not, but show that you have a love for the reality. If you seek all His will, my brothers and sisters, I hope you hear me. Seek His perfect will. Come with a totally pure in all things, pure heart. It should be given unto you. What's the scripture say? Whatever you ask in my name, seeking the full fruition of His will. If you love Him, that means love all His will. Seek to keep, preserve, maintain, defend all His commandments. He revealed to you how to do it. What about if that's not one's goal? He said the spirit of truth. The world it would not receive. Those who it doesn't make a difference to, hey, why should He speak to? If it doesn't really make a difference to you, do you have what it takes? Do you have what it takes? Do you have the kind of love of the truth that is required? That if you were to find the truth, and if you were to attain to it, to stay steadfast, do you have what it takes, my brothers and sisters, having enough love of the truth? And I'm not talking about just simply sit back and say, to save your physical soul. Or to appease your own will. Do you have what it takes to prove that you want what the Most High wants and what He wants for His people? I said for His people, above all else. He said, knowing this, that your trying of your faith, that means your desire to see beyond all the whatever it is, our people are scattered amidst among the nations. You know that your patience, your faith in Yah must be unto a perfect and complete man, discerning His will in all things, like the Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things for a reason. Wanting, or if you will, they put down wanting, it means, my brothers and sisters, lacking nothing. Why should you sit back and say that if you lack the knowledge of His will, that you are content? How could you be content? Are you satisfied with only knowing what persuades men? Or are you diligent for all that's necessary to appease and please? Yeah. And if not, I said, if not, my brothers and sisters, how are you so sure that he is pleased with you as his servant? Whose will do you say is utmost important in your life? If you find out what his will is and it doesn't follow along, with your agenda, will you be willing to sacrifice your agenda for the sake of his cause? Here, my brothers and sisters, it says we should ask the Most High in faith. I didn't say seeking to appease a multitude of differences and allegiances of man, that at the end of it all, you don't know which is which. But it says seeking him in faith, knowing that his will transcends all the will of man. That his absolute will transcends all that, you know, is common to men. Ask him that you waver or be left double-minded to fill with debates with regard to nothing. Say, for he who wavers, can he be a foundation upon which an eternal kingdom can be established? Now, my brothers and sisters, for he who is wavering, or he who can be twisted and torn by every manner of wind of doctrine among the nations, is like the wave of a sea, driven with the wind and tossed, not stable. Let not that man think he receive anything from the Most High. Wow. That means you should seek, my brothers and sisters, his absolute, pure, and perfect will. Nothing less. Else you'd be kind of double-minded, therefore unstable, and not having fully what before him is kind of the love of the truth. This very morning, the Most High woke me with a most alarming concept. He said that in this indiscriminate world, men have not known that all who seek and make a vow unto his name must absolutely petition him. And I tell you, that word for ask means big, if necessary, whatever is necessary. Beg him for the knowledge of his pure and perfect will. He is not going to sanction all the differences that men desire to compromisedly say is sufficient. He can't, my brothers and sisters, and build a holy kingdom. Holy means true to him and him alone. How else, my brothers and sisters, shall people be saved as one if they refuse to accept that it's not a multitude of differences, partialities, and pollutions, but only the pure and perfect will of Yah that leads man to the only one choice? Consider, my brothers and sisters, lest the Most High himself, and this might shock people, lest the Most High himself then first put a man upon the path, give him something to look forward to, gives him a sense of what is divine vision, to drive him in that direction. And the man is willing to allow his soul to be guided to see all that is necessary to bring forth that vision. When he calls upon the name of the Most High, has he called upon the Most High according to what appeases Yah, or just his own imaginations? That's the Most High, my brothers and sisters, first revealed his vision unto a mind of man. When he calls out, he only knows to appeal according to his own imagination, the vanity of men. Scripture says, all who call upon the name of the Most High shall be delivered. But have they called upon his name in truth and in righteousness? Have they called upon his name if they haven't sought what is truth and righteousness? They can't call upon the name of the Most High according to their own imaginations. Shall that galvanize the people as one? Shall that bring forth peace? Scripture says, in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, salvation. Deliverance from all the scourges that the Most High puts upon every misconceit that's in this world. Everything that would mislead his people in this world. Said in Jerusalem shall be a deliverance to the remnant whom the Most High has called, who has bid to himself to show them his vision. Again, my brothers and sisters, I can see very much how men looking at all the divisions that exist in this world, knowing that Yah is one, knowing that he does not lie, knowing that he has no right to lie, I can see how that soul, Most High seeing the consternation that it might must exist in a heart, looking at all this confusion and realizing he doesn't know. That's what happened to me. I realized the Most High told me, and I sensed his absolution, that I must speak. It became utmost important not to lie. And I knew that a multitude of different denominations and this, that, and other that people were saying could not possibly be true. And it became utmost imperative to seek not his partial will, but his pure, perfect, complete will. Even to seek all those things, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High had already told me that it was important that I speak, that I came to find out. I said that I came to find out that by and large, the world we live in has not, by and large, according to the status quo, has not for a long time known. Can't tell you about how many things, my brothers and sisters. I wish I could count them, all the things the Most High told me before I even began to pick up the book, that are the foundations of the faith. That quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says the man's going to find out in the last days he had not known and the leaders had not taught. And that those who build the churches, build the temples, build the governments, build the whatever, what they had not considered, hey, my brothers and sisters, must become the chief foundation, chief stone, upon which an eternal kingdom, an eternal temple, under the Most High is built. And my brothers and sisters, if they built their churches and temples without this initial concept in mind, knowing that we must look forward to the day when all confusion and lies are no more, then what did they do? But to build unstable, unstable temples. Unstable so-called religiosities, religions, denominations, nations. They weren't founded on the premise that Yah is one and the expectation that all the illusions what must be cast aside, then guess what? My brothers and sisters, guess what? They are unstable institutions that can do nothing to help you become stable. For this reason, the scripture says the Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, no lie in it. Reproving all that is sin, all that is unstable, all that destabilizes his people, all that divides his people after short-sighted, pluralist, tainted, polluted doctrines. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Faith under sure deliverance is therefore not unto them whom the Most High, well, let's just say faith unto sure deliverance is unto them whom the Most High has revealed his vision. Those who have not seen his vision, my brothers and sisters, how can they walk the path? Scripture says, broad is the gate leads to destruction, narrow is the road that leads to eternal life, and few are they that find it. I tell you, my brothers and sisters, you don't find the path. The path finds you. You might petition the Most High to reveal to you the path. My brothers and sisters, you don't find it on your own. Did you hear me? If you are very diligent, reverent of the Most High, the scripture says that's the beginning of wisdom. But reverence for the Most High means that you recognize he has an absolute sense of reference point that you must know and preserve. And if that's not an utmost idea in your mind, do you think you can still yet attain to wisdom? Most I said a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Double-minded man, my brothers and sisters, well, how could he ever be of use unto divine intent? Can't be. All he can do is disrupt somebody else's understanding, especially if he seeks to exalt himself. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Listen to these verses in the book of Jacob. See, let the brother of low degree rejoice that he is exalted. Oh, the brother of low degree who is humble, let him rejoice that he has found what few find. But let me tell you something, my brother and sister. There are those who are rich and powerful, who esteem their esteem among men above all else. If you find the truth, you find out that you must speak a word that everybody is not so quickly willing to accept. Doesn't make you, let's just say, a lot of people don't consider you a friend because you dare to speak quite frankly. If suddenly, my brothers and sisters, you suddenly find yourself not esteemed much among men, count it a blessing if you have found what is highly esteemed before Yah. Because he's trying to tell folks that the grass, as the flower of the grass, hey, the man who esteems himself after what is prized by men is like the grass and flower, the flower of the grass that fades. And you need to go back and look at Isaiah 40 and understand what that's about. Because Most High is going to expose everything that seems grandiose to men. The man might exalt what is his glory first and foremost. For the sun is no sooner risen with the burning heat, but it withers the grass, and the flower thereof fails. You need to go look at those scriptures in Isaiah 40th chapter, Isaiah 20th chapter, and see what it's talking about. It's talking about all that men had esteemed should be counted as nothing. Here, my brothers and sisters, is talking about enduring all these desires on the part of the systems of men to cause you to seek less than absolute discretion. Hey, this system turns around and says, if you compromise yourself after whatever your social, so-called social coalescence oppose, hey, you can find yourself in very high esteem among men, but it won't attain to the crown of life. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. It's time to understand the reality. He says, 1:16, do not err, beloved brethren. For every good gift and perfect gift is from above. Come down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, nor shadow of turning. You should seek his pure and perfect will if you call upon his name. And you would, that you might be begot by a word of truth. It would be a kind of first fruits of his creatures, his creation. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Most of the time, my people don't even know they know not what they must petition, beg, plead for the Most High, from the Most High, for his mercy that they might know. For he said, a man who does not know his will, he said, will not enter into his rest. And men have not understood they need to petition to know his will. For how shall any man be kind of stable before Yah, easily tossed to and fro? Won't be. My people, not knowing the perfect will of Yah, in other words, not seeking the perfect will of Yah, about all manner of pretenders easily misled. And my people, if the gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. How about easily misled? How about unstable? My people knowing not what to petition for, not knowing to petition the perfect will of Yah, knowing the Messiah will judge according to that perfect will, according to Acts 3:18-23. Have nothing with which to galvanize and stabilize their collective souls. And forgetting that expectation, my brothers and sisters, even those who call themselves Israel are still without hope and lost in the world, without light and complicit in the darkness. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. If there's no one among you who compels you to realize you need to seek beyond the mediocrity of a multitude of different, then adversaries still rule over all. Discern what the early church looked for in the coming of a righteous one, and discern what is the expectation. www.hiddengospel.com. Article called Early Church Origin. Article called Secret City Prophecy. Did they tell you, my brothers and sisters, that not to seek what is the absolute will of Yah, to reason, not seeking what it requires to reason perfectly with him, is the mark of the beast? Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Edomiah. Edomiah Covenant Remembrance Ministries. I thank the Most High for every year that he brings near, to his might, to his glory, to his honor, to his praise always. Realize that you must discern beyond all this confusion, else the claws of Babylon, the matrix, still has you. I'm petitioning Most High for the peace of my people and my brothers and sisters. That is a petition that men must know. They must seek all that is divine will, that his people be one. This is the prayer the Most High will hear. God. Else we are found content to worship and oblige the worship of devils. How many discern, my brothers and sisters, and not to be compelled to seek the pure, perfect reasoning and righteousness of the Most High is an illness wrought after the influence of the beast. As if to say that it is not important that we reason together with him. What scriptures say, come let us reason together, and then you shall eat of the good of the land. We reason together to learn how to do good, and we learn what is perfect before Yah. We shall eat of the good of the land. Scripture said we refuse to reason and rebel. He said we will be cut off from the inheritance of Israel, cut off from the hope of eternal life. Most High has spoken it. My brothers and sisters, we must desire to be able to reason together as one. And that means we must seek all that the Most High decrees, that we might be able to reason together with a common understanding. Petition his will first and foremost. Because many have been taught alternate agendas, rapture doctrine, all this kind of mess they've been taught, Messiah out the sky, all this kind of stuff, rather than what the scriptures have to say. Not knowing anything about what the scriptures talk about the city of destruction, how the Most High shall destroy a city that refused instruction, therefore telling the whole world that it must be instructed. Because men haven't known anything about the prophecies concerning the one called the King of the East, the Kurdi, the Mahdi. All the scriptures speak of him, King of the Medes. But most haven't known those prophecies as an eventuality. Not discern, my brothers and sisters, that the very last passages of both the book of Malachi and the Old Testament, and the last passage, four passages, that in the book of Revelation, all speak about the one called the angel from the rising sun, or the righteous one like the rising of the sun, who rises like the sun, King of the East. That's what it's talking about. The one like the morning star that rises in the east to cast out all the darkness. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the last passages in the scripture speak of who you should expect the Messiah said that he is, according to all those prophecies I have to say concerning him. If you didn't know, my brothers and sisters, to understand why those verses seal the covenant. Maybe you didn't know the covenant at all. Because all must have that common expectation. And my brothers and sisters, so very rarely, if at all, is it spoken of among the churches. And you need to ask your leaders why. www.hiddengospel.com Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation. You need that article. www.hiddengospel.com, Secret City Prophecies. Remember the promise. Tribulation, 70 to 365 AD. You need them all. Woe to the shepherds. A bunch of articles, my brothers and sisters, on my website. I dare to tell you, my brothers and sisters, the Most High told me I must tell you things, very important things that your rulers would not. He called me to speak these things because your rulers would not. Well, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that unless it's important to you to know, you're not counted among those curious people of light. He said in Isaiah 8:16 to 20, that when he binds all the testimony, seals all the law together, that you discern what is the righteous reckoning of his word. He said, that's not what you aspire to, or that's not what you uphold. Hey, there's no light in you. How about he said, you're not the children of light. Children of light seek all his word, denying nothing. Light does not deny light. Truth does not deny truth. If you're not concerned about that pure, perfect word, you're not a child of light. That's just a fact, my brothers and sisters. Child of light can't stand being in the darkness about anything. And one of the ancient words for people of the Most High was they called them the curious folk. Folks who couldn't stand not knowing. He said, you have to have a love of the truth. If you have no love of the truth, you have no love for Yah. You know that you must know. lest your example be a deceptive one. Yes, my brothers and sisters, it's time to understand. And I think the Most High, all those that He does compel by His Spirit to understand. Do we speak again, my brothers and sisters? Menet and Yah, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. I thank the Most High for every year that He brings near. To His praise always, my brothers and sisters, beyond all the pollution, beyond all the partialities. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again for listening.
You've got the word to change the nation, but you're biting your tongue. You spent a lifetime stuck in silence, afraid you'll say something wrong.
Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Either we are compelled to seek the pure and perfect and invariant will of Yah, else we are found content to worship and oblige the worship of devils. How many discern, my brothers and sisters, and not to be compelled to seek the pure, perfect reasoning and righteousness of the Most High is an illness wrought after the influence of the beast, as if to say that it is not important that we reason together with him. What scriptures say, come let us reason together, and then you shall eat of the good of the land. We reason together to learn how to do good, and we learn what is perfect before Yah. We shall eat of the good of the land. Scripture said we refuse to reason and rebel. He said we will be cut off from the inheritance of Israel, cut off from the hope of eternal life. Most High has spoken it. Our brothers and sisters, we must desire to be able to reason together as one. And that means we must seek all of the Most High decrees that we might be able to reason together with a common understanding, petitioning His will first and foremost. Because many have been taught alternate agendas, rapture doctrine, all this kind of mess they've been taught, Messiah out the sky, all this kind of stuff, rather than what the scriptures have to say, not knowing anything about what the scriptures talk about the city of destruction, how the Most High shall destroy a city that refused instruction, therefore telling the whole world that it must be instructed. Because men haven't known anything about the prophecies concerning the one called the King of the East, the Kurdi, the Mahdi. All the scriptures speak of him, King of the Medes. But most haven't known those prophecies as an eventuality. Not discerned, brothers and sisters, that the very last passages of both the book of Malachi and the Old Testament, and the last passage, four passages that are in the book of Revelation, all speak about the one called the angel from the rising sun, or the righteous one like the rising of the sun, who rises like the sun, king of the east. That's what it's talking about. The one like the morning star that rises in the east to cast out all the darkness. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the last passages in the scripture speak of who you should expect the Messiah said that he is, according to all those prophecies I have to say concerning him. If you didn't know, my brothers and sisters, to understand why those verses seal the covenant. Maybe you didn't know the covenant at all. Because all must have that common expectation. And my brothers and sisters, so very rarely, if at all, is it spoken of among the churches. And you need to ask your leaders why. www.hiddengospel.com, Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation. You need that article. www.hiddengospel.com, Secret City Prophecies. Remember the promise. Tribulation, 70 to 365 AD. You need them all. Woe to the Shepherds. Bunch of articles, my brothers and sisters, on my website. I dare to tell you, my brothers and sisters, the Most High told me I must tell you things, very important things, that your rulers would not. He called me to speak these things because your rulers would not. Well, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that unless it's important to you to know, you're not counted among those curious people of light. He said in Isaiah 8:16 to 20, that when he binds all the testimony, seals all the law together, that you discern what is the righteous reckoning of his word. He said, if that's not what you aspire to, or that's not what you uphold, hey, there's no light in you. How about he didn't? He said, you're not the children of light. Children of light seek all his word, denying nothing. Light does not deny light. Truth does not deny truth. If you're not concerned about that pure, perfect word, you're not a child of light. That's just a fact, my brothers and sisters. Child of light can't stand being in the darkness about anything. And one of the ancient words for people of the Most High was they called them the curious folk. Folks who couldn't stand not knowing. He said you have to have a love of the truth. If you have no love of the truth, you have no love for Yah. You know that you must know. Lest your example be a deceptive one. Yes, my brothers and sisters. It's time to understand. And I think the Most High, all those that he does compel by his spirit to understand.